Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Saturday reiterated his government's commitment to revitalize Pakistan's agricultural sector through innovation, sustainable development, and active participation of young experts and stakeholders. Pakistan has fertile land, capable agricultural engineers, and hardworking farmers. Other than climate challenges, we have all the ingredients for success. Real growth and progress in this sector can only come through science-led strategies, the Prime Minister said, chairing a high-level consultative meeting on agriculture sector here. The meeting was attended by a diverse group of young agricultural scientists, researchers, entrepreneurs, and exporters, along with key federal ministers, to explore a forward-looking roadmap for agricultural reform in the country. Prime Minister Shehbaz called for tapping into the talent of young professionals and researchers, while leveraging the wisdom of experienced experts to guide the process. He said that cotton production had fallen so low that Pakistan had become an importer, while neighboring countries like India and China had progressed in crop yields. Referring to 65% of Pakistan's rural population, the Prime Minister stressed the need to provide meaningful opportunities to rural youth, particularly in agri-tech and entrepreneurship. He noted the absence of patronage for local agri-machinery manufacturers and service companies supporting small farmers, urging that these be brought into a systematic framework. Today's meeting is a turning point. We must learn from past neglect and embrace a comprehensive, inclusive strategy to move forward, the Prime Minister stated, lamenting the lack of off-season storage facilities and value addition plants that could create jobs and reduce food wastage. Prime Minister Shehbaz directed the formation of working committees on five critical sectors identified during the meeting to submit actionable recommendations within 2 weeks. This is our chance to revive Pakistan's agri-economy with the help of our young minds, scientific knowledge, and collective commitment. Let's not waste any more time, the Prime Minister said. The participants agreed on several priority areas requiring urgent attention, mainly technological integration, as proposals were floated to improve digital access in rural areas through better smartphone and internet availability, creating a central database for farmers, and incorporating blockchain and QR code systems for input delivery to boost transparency and efficiency. They also emphasized on improving soil fertility and encouraging research to promote nutritious, high-yield crop production. Public-private training programs were proposed to enhance farmers' skills, whereas the participants stressed upgrading existing agricultural markets, developing new infrastructure, and ensuring widespread availability of modern equipment to enhance productivity.